Yesterday we began to explore the bottom of Beis of Gimel Amud Aleph. This Gemara's second round of questions, after working on Beis and Beis and the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, the first round of questions, which is exploring Rabba and Rabba individually, each one, Bekim, Belishma, and Eidim Asim, Lakaimo, how does each one work? How is one, the word of one Shliach, adequate? That was the first round of kashas, libayit, right? Yesterday we began to explore the second round of kashas, which is comparing and contrasting. Specifically, the first of the second round of kashas was Rava Maitama Lokama Kikar Rava, and then Rava Maitama Lokama Kikar Rava. How does the language of the Mishnah not perfectly fit Rava? How does the language of the Mishnah not perfectly fit Rava? And we saw yesterday the way in which it doesn't perfectly fit Rava, and that was Rava's hesitation, is the word Lishma is missing. If it's all about Lishma, it could cost me a safe. Why do you say the Fainech, Fainech? You say the Fainech of Lishma. Fainech of Lishma. And Rava replies, you're right, that would be ideal. We're trying to balance concerns here, trying to balance clarity. On the one hand, you want to be clear about the Lishma. On the other hand, want to have brevity. You don't want it to be too long because we want to avoid the risk of someone leaving words out. We want to have clear communication, but also have a durable text. So that's what the Rabbah said. That's it, because the Chashash Va'asim Igzeh, they're worried if too long people are going to shave words off. So that's why. That's why the Chazal didn't actually include the word Lishma. And then we spent some time on the second kasha of round two, which is, and why is Rabba not say like Rabba? In other words, what about the language Vaynechta Vaynechtam isn't a perfect fit for Rabba? Where's the weakness in Rabba in saying this all about Kiyum Ashtar? The Gemara said, well, it's not a question of what's missing. When we think about Rabba, it's a question of what's excess. It's not a question of chaser, it's a question of yeser. There's too much. Half of this term doesn't even belong here. Who needs to talk about ksiva? And Rava's comeback, the Dekhtabara says, that's why Rava doesn't like Rava. If it's really about Kiyum Ashtar, ksiva seems totally out of place, whereas apparently for Lishma, you do need to talk about ksiva Lishma. If it's about Kiyum Ashtar, whoever talks about ksiva and Kiyum Ashtar, and Rava's response was exactly. That's exactly what it is there. Because although we're trying to accomplish Kiyum Ashtar, we're walking a different careful balance here, because we're doing a unique type of Kiyum Ashtar. We're doing a Chazal here created Kiyum Ashtar that, unlike any other Kiyum Ashtar, is adequate with just one. Shumigu nakilir barabanan. So we want to make sure that kula of you rely on one person doesn't bleed into standard Kiyum Ashtar, and therefore, although we're doing Kiyum Ashtar, we need to give its own unique identity, its own unique brand, its own unique flavor and feel. If they're just going to feel like a regular Kiyum Ashtar, but using one person, then people are going to end up, us in the Chlufe, people end up thinking that they could use one aid for any other Kiyum Ashtar. So that's why it needs to be unique and different flavor, and that's why we dafka add the Befana Nichta to make it clear that this is not the same as a regular Kiyum Ashtar, so no one should draw any false equations. We spent a little time yesterday on two specific points in this discussion about Asim Lechufe. Number one, we spent a few minutes talking about, so let's say there would be a Chlufe. What would be so bad if there was an Chlufe? Is that a siyag that to prevent a Beis Din from improperly doing a Kiyum Ashtar with one aid? Unlikely. Or maybe more likely, but they didn't know what to do. But it's not a siyag that someone might do an improper Kiyum Ashtar, and that also runs the problem of Zera. And you kind of wonder, is it so likely that the Bate Din don't know this basic Din? Instead, it's not about the Bate Din, we're worried about a mistake being made by Baal Edim, by business people, not by the Dayanim. Dayanim will know. When the Shtar finally arrives in Beis Din, the financial star, the Yad will say, if you don't have two aid, then there's no Kiyum Ashtar. The problem is that the business people, the lawyers, who are drawing up these stars, they might think mistakenly that one is enough, and therefore they're going to choose their Eidim and their setup with that mistaken notion. They're going to lose out, not a siyug as much as the Tikkun Olam. He also spent a couple minutes talking about, was referencing the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos at the end of this Asir Chlufi discussion about the Yadi Inan. The end of the Gemara says, well, maybe according to Rava, Yadi Inan, we know is enough, you don't need Bafana. Rashi thought that meant that Mamash, a regular single shliach, instead of to find out Ben Echtem, can say, I know that it was how it was signed. The Tosis thinks that's difficult for so many reasons. They say, no. It means if you have two, as you betray, they don't have to say Bafana, they could say Yadi Inan.
Okay.
So that was what we focused on yesterday, sort of the overview of the dealing with the missing, the problem of the Rabba, the Lishma is missing, and the response, so yeah, but Rabba is concerned on the other hand, Basli Migzaye, and the problem with the Rabba, that the Fani Nichtav is redundant, is unnecessary, should have been left out, why is it here, it's too much, and Rabba's response that he's trying to counterbalance the concern of Asi Lechluve. And we want to go back now to where we left off yesterday, which is to dig a little deeper into the first half, to dig a little deeper into this, into the Rava by Tavala Kamaka Rava. On the one hand, according to Rava, why is Lishma missing? And on the other hand, the Gemara responds, yes, but Rava would love to have Lishma there. On the other hand, he's worried about if it's too long, people will start to trim the language down. Asa Migzaye, and the Gemara it further is actually very clear that it's a question of balance, because Gemara says, well, if you really worry about Asa Migzaye, Gemara said, so aren't you worried even that people might cut two dead words into one? So the Gemara says, no, that's already not as severe. But the more of a concern, people cut three words down to two. So we're trying to find sort of like the happy medium, how long these phrases should be. So we want to have two phrases that each have two words, b'fayin nichtav. B'fayin nichtav, two words is not too long, but three of it. Possibility of someone will cut Befanai Nichtav into Befanai, but that's not such a pronounced concern, not so likely. That someone will cut three words into two, the Gemara says, that is more likely. If someone will knock a word out of a three-word phrase, that Befanai Nichtav L'shma will often become devolved in people's language, and Befanai Nichtav, that's more of a concern. That's what the Gemara said. And we left off yesterday. I want to talk now a little bit about two questions. Number one, what's this concern about the mitzvah? Okay. So they'll cut words off. And then what's going to happen? Same way we dealt with yesterday. What would be so terrible if there's a chalufe? What would be so terrible if there's a gaziza? Okay. You should say three words, you'll say two. You should have said, let's say they were with Lamaisa, they're of a sack and say Befanai Nechta. Well, they could have been the Sakhman of Nechta Lashma. People might end up just saying Befanai Nechta. Okay. That's what they're saying now, anyways. So what would be so terrible if they left it out? Everyone's leaving it out now. So why not be Misakin? Everyone should say it. And some people will leave it out. Most people will say it. What's lost? What's the great danger? What's the cost of the Gaziza? That's kash number one we left off with. And then the other kash we left off with is it gets you. Rava's kasha that, you know, it should have said Lashma. And Rava's saying, yeah, that would have been ideal, but gets you wondering, okay, what would just have been ideal? Rabbi doesn't seem to have responded to Rabbi's question. It's utterly necessary. Like, if you don't say Lishma, you've said nothing. It's not like I could have given details about, you know, what the sofer was wearing and what he had, that he said, what nusach he used to say Lishma. Okay, I didn't give so many details. That's good. I didn't give so many details. You didn't say it all. So you were left wondering again. Rabbi says the reason for takana is to clarify that it was indeed written Lishma. And Rava says, well, if that's what it's about, then you should, the word Lishma ought to appear in the Nosa. Rava says, well, yes, that would be ideal. But on the other hand, we're going to leave it out because if I put it in, there's a concern of Gaziza. What's a concern of Gaziza? And more fundamentally, if it's not there, what have you accomplished whatsoever? So both of these questions are dealt with by both Rashi and Tosfos. And the Ran adds more nofech into Tosfos. Rashi, and this takes us back to Beza, now we finally understand more of what was going on at the very beginning. At the time, a while ago, it said, you know, well, maybe we'll come back to this. we're going to align over this line in Rashi for now. Now ready to come back. Rashi, the very first Rashi in Beis Beis. It said, "Ein b'kiyum l'shma." He said, "Well, Hilka in the third wide line, top of Beis Beis and Rashi. Hilka chomer shaliyah b'fayin nechta v'fayin nechtam." Umin, and he said, "If I nech my nechtam, umin meila shayinu me." So umin meila will come to ask him in nechtam l'shma, v'hu omer in. It'll provoke a conversation. It doesn't end there. He said, "Find out, find out." And Beis says, "Oh, really? Like, tell us about it. You were there. Tell you, it's going to naturally lead to a further, fuller conversation." So Rashi obviously is responding kedarko to an unspoken question. The unspoken question is exactly our question: how does this help at all? The answer is from the Meir Shalim. It's going to provoke a second, further conversation, further dialogue. And then there's an obvious lingering second question. Well, why rely on it's going to provoke further dialogue? Why not just build, front load it, build it in to what the shliach has to say from the outset? Rashi says, and later on we're going to explain why weren't Chazal, why did Chazal mean that he has to say l'shma? Obviously, that later on is we are now there. The future is here. He started out Gimel and Aleph, and now we're here, and now we know. It would be great to say Lishma Beferish, but the answer is Aslamigzeh. And what taka does he say about Aslamigzeh? So Rashi says that what taka would be so terrible if you would snip it away. So Rashi says on Gimel and Aleph, Logayis. He says, he gives multiple approaches, but the first thing he says is an echo what he said in Beis and Beis. When Meila Shailiya and Nithav Lashma. And earlier he had said, Asi, Lamigzaye, what's going to be the problem if they cut off that word? Layomar Kulu, they won't all say the word Lashma. In other words, many, probably most Shluchim, will say the full. You know, three-word phrase, two of them, find nechta l'shma. But some won't. Not everyone's going to say, but Rila, come on! Later in Daf Hey, the sheet of Rameyer in particular, called Mashayim that day, Shetavah Chacham Begit, Navlad Mamzer. Rameyer in particular is of the opinion that when Chazal institute a particular nusach, whether for the language that you, the written language of the get, or here we're even saying the verbal articulation of the shliach, which is a further step, that the language that Chazal set down is li'ikuva, presumably it's Rabbanan, but when Chazal put language into place in the world of Gittin, that language has to be kept. If according to me, if you leave it out, Mishanin Mazdeya, the formula, not the coinage, but the coinage in the language sense, whatever language Chazal coined is li'ikuva. So, okay, so that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, look, it would be ideal if you could say b'vay nechtav l'shma, but okay, we don't want to put too much into the language because there's always a concern what happens if the guy leaves it out. So instead, we'll give shorter but suggestive, provocative language. B'vay nechtav, that's intriguing. Well, how'd it go? You were there, you were watching. Tell us about it. So you'll provoke the conversation. We'll provoke the conversation. Tosis is already bothered. The two dibur maschas, two diburim on Beis and Beis start with the word lafi. So the first longer dibur maschas lafi, we had spent time earlier on the beginning of Tosis, and now we're back to the end of Tosis. Had pirish akundra is near the end of the fourth to last narrow line. Tosis yonasal lafi Beis and Beis. Had pirish akundra is meir shaylin le have a lashma, and the guy says in. Yet you see two words in a row that are spelled aleph yud nun, but they're not the same word. Hadapirish, Hakunjit the Mela Shailin lay, Ihabalishma, the Omar and the Shtich respond, in, yes, close quotes, that's the end of the quote from Rashi, Ain, in Hebrew, in is Aramaic for yes, Ain is our Hebrew for not. Ain Nira, Tosa says, they don't think that works at all. Why? two reasons why they find this Memele Shailin very difficult. Where does the Gemara ever mention anywhere in Talmud Bavli that there is an expectation, and specifically from here until Daf Yud Zayin, the sugyas of the Fanech Fanechtav, the Gemara never breathes a word about the assumption that there's a further conversation. It just says the Fanech Fanechtav. I mean, one day conversation is into eight, but the Gemara never mentions this. Tosis says, it's hard to imagine that's the expectation. One never says it. Now he's going to never say it. Bechlal, specifically where the Gemara specifically should have said it, is we actually directly ask, my Beinayu. It comes up here, the Beis comes again, the couple of blood. What's the Nafkini to Rav and Rava? The most obvious Nafkini is this. According to Rashi, Rava requires that after Shev said Fanelechtem, we have to then ask him a follow-up question. Rava wouldn't require that. The Odim came lema ikabeinayim tzarach lishal. Bechlal the Gemara should mention it, and befrat in the list of nafkimi is listed ikabeinayim. So the Ri says the argument from silence. Never mention this. Probably not true. There is no assumption of an ongoing follow up conversation. Aye, but Rashi's kasha to be kasha. So then that was one of our kashas from before. So then how do you have any mashmalos of the shema? So the Ri says, well, stama l'shema kamasin. Kitapayish kunchus nami b'samah. Rashi himself, on Gilmam and Aleph, and Dimasalo Gai, has already floats another possibility. that stama l'shema kamasin. If he doesn't say either way, it probably means l'shema. Well, what does that mean? So here the Ran comes to our assistance, and on Aleph on the days, the Dapi Arif, He says, if you have the Ran in front of you, take a look. He adds a line, the lockout on this Ran, so we'll highlight the very top of Aleph of the Days, Daf Yarif. Number one, he strengthens Tosas's Kasha. He says, not only we ought to have mentioned this among, it's one of the Ikebe Nayos, it's the ultimate Ikebe Nayos, it's the best Nafkamina. Why? The Hadi Fatve, the East of the Chol, maybe, we should talk more about that. I'm sorry, you're fine. Here, the first wide line, after the lines get wide again, the first wide line after the rift. No, sorry, I'll take that back once again. Yeah, the last wide line on top. Here is presented the position of the Riyah Tosis. There's no assumption there's going to be any ongoing conversation. Why? The Riyah had said somewhat cryptically, quoting Rashi Dinami, Stam l'shma kamasiv. If it's not, you didn't say one or the other, the assumption is it's l'shma. Why? The Meimar, where is that assumption coming from? The Ran unpacks it, beginning of the narrow lines. Meimar Amar Hai Shaliyah. The Shaliyah is going to say to himself, I brought a get. You see the get. It's clearly written in such and such a town, such and such a husband, for such and such a wife. It's signed. Why are the rabbis hacking me about was I present when it was written? Was I present when it was said? They told me I have to make. They told me already in the first town. I better watch. I'm going to have to report this. And I come, I report it. And the guy's scratching his head. The Ron is playing out. Yomar Belibo. Shalshim Kodim. The guy's going to think, it's like, wow, why are the rabbis hocking me so much? If I was present for the Ksiva Chzima, Shema Mina, the fellow says to himself, third narrow line around, Chiesh Ksiva Chasim again, Chiesh Psula. Oh, so that's reminding him that it's not enough to just, I have a get, it was written. There are details. There's a right way and a wrong way of doing it. There's more than meets the eye. Just because it looks good doesn't mean it's kosher. That's why they're asking me. So that's why the Fanechtim is a way of heightening the Shliach's awareness that there are subtle aspects of how it was done that can make it kosher or possible. Shema miyashesh k'siv v'chassiv beget shehi psula. Oh, lo nechter l'shma, ya omer kach v'kach yira maisa. It's not that the bad Rashi is the Beis Nash going to ask the fellow always what happened, but we're provoking him more sadly. If there's something to say, we want to know. Ah, okay. Now, so that's Tosis's solution. It's not how do we know Lishma? Not Memela Shailinle, but saying of asking about the Ksiv Achsima, were you present? If he had something to say, he would say it. If he had something to say, he would say it. And that's why Tosis also follows up, as does the Ran. So what's the concern of Gaius? What's the concern of Gaius? So the Ran goes on to explain that also. Do you know what the concern of Gaius is? The concern of Gaius, Tosis, the Ran continues to elaborate on Tosis. The concern of Gaius is in the first wide line, the second time he has wide lines, right after the riff, the Ran writes, Chashim de Magazle. He's not going to say Lishma. If we were Misakin Lishma, left it, that would be a problem. Why? Because if we did never ask anyone to say Lishma, it's fine. He understands that this is significant. He didn't tell us it was a problem. The assumption is it was fine. But if we were asking everyone to say Lishma, and this guy leaves it out, him and Shah call Omrim Kane, were we to Masakin, everyone has to say Lishma, Vizay ain't Omrim Kane, then the Mashmah's Devar of Sosab, Stam, Lo Mashm Lishma. If he left it out and everyone else says it, you can no longer argue that the Mashmah's is Lishma. So Rashi is focused on they will actually be asking him, and the problem of guys is a technical consideration of Mishamah Veshtavacham begin. The Tosin Zaran thing, the reason why it works to tell us Lishma is what's it called? Is no, it can't be that there's an assumption that there's a conversation because we never said it. There's no Ikebeinayu. Elamai? No. Elamai, give me another 120 seconds or so, and we'll wrap this all up neatly. Elamai. The Tosis says in the Ran, no, it's just that we, the Nefanethim gets him to realize this matters, so it's his shtika. It's not that we ask him explicitly. It's the mashmos of his silence is what helps. And the problem of Guy is if you ask everyone to say Lishma, he'd left out Lishma, but he can no longer say that the mashmos of him not saying Shalom Lishma implies it was Lishma. Okay. So let's close with two things. Number one way of thinking about Rashi versus the Ran is thinking about which Gemara works better. Rashi's Mahalach works well, particularly well in Asla and Migzaya. He says there's a real concern about the language. If you leave it out, that's going to be a problem. But Rashi, as Tosis points out, Daf Beis and Beis is difficult for Rashi. Why didn't we say that there's this subsequent conversation going on? So the Tosis and the Ran, Daf Beis and Beis works well. There's no assumption of a subsequent conversation. But then the Asa L'migzei becomes a little more complicated. It's, well, it has to do with the Mashmos, so we're going to throw up what the Mashmos means. But more than that is the following. Tosis had directly attacked Rashi. They said, how is it possible that Rashi could say, how is it possible Rashi could assume that there's going to be a conversation? That's part of the mandate. We never said it. It's not the Ikka Beinayim. So here's, I believe, where Rashi Lishitaso covers himself very, very well. Number one, I'll tell you why Rashi didn't like Tosis, I think. And the problem he had with Tosis, and the solution he had to Tosis Kashas on him. Why did Rashi not like Tosis? Tosis is assuming that we can be medayik for what the Shliach. If the Shliach knew that we care, so if it was Shlo Lishma, he would have told us. That assumes that the Shliach knows that Shlo Lishma matters.
He knows that something matters. He knows that Shlo Lishma matters. So Tosel Shitas something that people in Medina Siam know about Lishma, they just might not care about it. That was Shitas Tosel about Nikian. They don't care. But they know about the din, so they'll realize, well, this Bezin does care, I better tell them. Rashi Lishitasa thinks Bekiyah means Kipshuto. They don't even know it. They never heard of Lishma. So Rashi Lishitasa is never going to say, well, we're Medayik from the fact he didn't tell us Lishma Lishma. He wouldn't know to tell us. That's probably why Rashi didn't like Tosis. Tosis's assumption that it all has to do with Mashmolus of what he did. If there was a problem, he would have told me, only if he knows that that's a problem. Which works according to Tosis, who assumes that B'nai Min HaSam know the deen, they just don't care about them. It's not according to Rashi, they Pasha don't know. And what would Rashi do with the Tosis' kash on him? Why do we never say that it's required the Shailinan? See, here's the answer. Because Rashi's understanding of Aslan Migzaye is Mishanim Imadbeya Shatavah Chacham Mebrachit. He's very worried about Rashi assuming that Rabba is aligned with Meir, that whatever Nusach Chazal put into place is has teeth attached to it, and every once you put a Nusach into place, everywhere has to be there or else. So it can't be mandated. For Rashi walking a careful line here, we don't want to mandate any more text. Any text or word will disappear because we're trying to help the woman. If we put in too much text and it gets left out, we've made things worse for her, not better. So it's not that there's a requirement. It's not part of the script. The basis then responds and says, well, was it Lishma? No, because that would also be a problem. It's not legally required that they must. Not part of the Takana. It would be part of the Takana. It's no better than the guy himself saying Lishma. And what if it gets left out? That's why instead, L'chora, Rashi would say no. And that's why the word he chose was Memela. Not that they're mechuyev to ask. It's a mamela, interesting word. More than they're probably going to ask, but it's less than they're required to ask. It automatically will happen. In other words, it's engineered. We can't directly mandate the Beis Din ask. Otherwise, you get yourself back in the problem. Also, too much text. The more text you have, so that's why Rashi mamish mamela is the perfect in between. It's all about. This is all about balance. Mamela it means the takana was only. But we know we're going to craft text that 9 times out of 10, 99 times out of 100, it's suggestive. Oh, I was there. I saw it. So, Mimela, what's going to happen almost always is a conversation will ensue. But Chazal didn't mandate that conversation because otherwise you have a problem with Mishan Mabeya Shetavu Chachamim. They don't want to create more Mabeya Shetavu Chachamim. Since it's not mandated, it's not an Ikedei Nahu. It's not a requirement. The get is kosher even if they've never asked because to mandate more will be a problem. But they set up in a way that almost always the Beis Din will indeed ask, so we will. It'll be a milsla shchicha that they won't ask. So we've solved the concern of Bikin Lishma. We've set up a system that will almost always determine that it was Lishma because the Mela Shailinale, without adding so much required text, that the Ma'adei Shtav HaChacham Mebrachot creates a concern of Gaias and possibly the Get. So that appears to be Rashi Lishitaso about what Bikin means disagreed with Tosis. And Rashi Shitaso by Gaias can answer Tosas Kashas on Rashi's approach of how is it working to say Lishma. Me'el Shalim doesn't mean it's required, and therefore it is in mention. It's not normative, but we engineer a situation that will almost always happen, and therefore we will solve the problem, get the desired result almost always, without incurring the risks of having too much Ma'at Be'er Shetavu